I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Despite the saber-rattling between the United States and Iran, the two nations appear to be edging toward resumed nuclear talks. These talks were effectively halted by the 12-day Israel-Iran war last June. Meanwhile, Edwin Abnous with Heart for Iran says the regime's brutal crackdown seems to have quieted protests within Iran. However,
the real battle for people's heart and Iran's future is nowhere near over. The very pain that sparked this, the corruption, the hardship, the oppression, is still there.
But Abnous also hears beautiful stories of the darkness pushing entire families away from empty promises and toward faith in Christ. Pray for courage for underground believers sharing the gospel, and pray for God's will to be done in Iran's leaders.
They need Jesus too. He tells us to pray for those who harm others.
And certain images come to mind when you hear the words Bible study. I picture a small group sitting at a table with Bibles and notebooks open, pens in hand. But what does it look like in a deaf context? DOOR International's Rob Myers explains four key differences. First,
everybody's using sign language. So just like we would love to have a Bible study in English in our native language, deaf people would love to study the scripture in their own native language, whatever sign language that is.
Second, because sign language is three-dimensional, deaf Christians study God's word through video, not a book.
They might be looking at the scripture on a phone. We even have technology that allows leaders to project a video scripture onto a wall so that people can watch the scripture and then interact with it.
This story continues at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. By giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Kramer.